Hello, everybody. This is Kevin, and it's May 6th, 2012, and we have a special speaker, Nancy Watson, and she's going to be speaking about God loves you and accepts you no matter what you do or do not do. And that's an interesting concept of grace, and I thought it was important to hear this message and present it, especially my kids who may be inclined through my wrongful representation of the gospel into like performance-based faith. So this is why we have this speaker, and God bless the presentation. Thank you. Bye. Special song you have?
Jesus
Messiah.
as you figured it out, we are having a special speaker today, Nancy Watson. Nancy's a friend of mine from Kishwaukee Hospital, a retired teacher from a Christian school called Cornerstone. And she has a very important message that I thought was important for all of us to hear about the, well, she'll share it. And she wanted to, you know, she shared it with her hospital group Bible study last week. And we were all moved and touched by this presentation, which I'm sure you all too will be. I know you will. And so here we are. Trying to bring Nancy Watson. Nancy, I'm just going to put this over here. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's such a surprise to me. This is not what I normally do, but I'm honored to do it. Like I said, as you said, I'm a school teacher. I taught elementary school, taught first, and taught second. I've taught third, fourth, and fifth grades. Third, fourth, and fifth for about 6 years. Taught first grade for about 12 years. And other grades in between for many years as well. I've been teaching since 1982 and I graduated from college. Anyway, again, thank you for having me. This is an honor and a privilege to do this. I hope that you'll find that what I have to share with you tonight or this afternoon is going to give you a blessing as well as encouragement. I would like to start off with asking someone if they would be willing to be a volunteer for me. Feeling strong today?
Yes.
No, no, no.
You better watch out, Ian. You better be pretty strong.
Mikey is standing right over here for us. Okay, and face everybody. Now, what's going to happen here is I'm going to ask you to freely share what you have come to learn are some of the responsibilities that are associated with being a Christian. For example, might be prayer is pretty important. Worship is pretty important. As you are saying these things, say them slowly for me, one at a time. I'm going to hand, and your name again is Mark, our volunteer, an item to hold on to. Okay? Now, the items have nothing to do with what you say, but I do have a point to this. So if you'd like to start, someone have something they would add? Yeah.
Prayer.
Okay.
Loving others.
Good.
Trust Mark.
Oh, okay. I'm going to watch out. Don't go anywhere.
Depending on God.
Depend on God. Absolutely. Hold on to that for the rest of our time.
Absolutely.
Oh, wait.
No.
I'm going to do that too, but I was curious. Okay. Why do we do the things that you spoke of? What's the purpose of doing those things? Yeah. Why do we do those things? What's the purpose of worship?
Kind of becoming more religious.
Okay.
Because we love God.
Because we love God. Absolutely right. Okay. If we're doing it out of gratefulness and gratitude, it's a wonderful thing that we do. But many times, and I'm guilty of this too, we tend to think, you know, yesterday I said something I shouldn't have said to my neighbor. That wasn't too good. Or, you know, I was speeding and that wasn't so good. Or, gosh, I wasn't very nice to my mother. I shouldn't have said those words. And we think, oh, we kind of tip the scales. I don't feel very good about myself. And, gosh, I don't even want to go to prayer. I don't even want to meet with God because I feel really, ugh, I don't feel acceptable to Him. Well, I guess I better do some things. All right, well, nursery asked me to spend a week taking care of the nursery kids. I guess I should do something good to make up for it. But every time I do nursery, drives me crazy. Absolutely drives me nuts. There's not enough workers, and there's too many kids, and it's just, by the time I get done, I'm grumpy. And we do that a lot, where we say to ourselves, well, I haven't been that good, and try to balance the scales and try to make ourselves be good enough for God. Well, I've got a little news for you. That doesn't work. Because the way you are right now, you are enough because of Jesus Christ and who He is. When we try to do or be good enough because we fear not being enough or being disapproved of by God, it's called performance-based Christianity. It's a very common practice, especially in the Western culture. But in doing such a thing, we cheapen the free gift that God has given us, which is Jesus Christ, death for our sins. To do anything more or to add anything to what He's already done is to say that His gift isn't good enough for us. He died on the cross for us. That was completed back then for our sin. We don't. Okay, that's fine. That's it. We don't need the other part yet. Mm-hmm. If we do because we want to earn God's affections and approval, we run the risk of failure, which leads to depression and self-condemnation. Or we can grow proud. Both of these are sin. They are lies that Satan will use to club us over the head and to cause us to believe that Christ's death wasn't enough and isn't good enough. The opposite of pride is thankfulness and gratitude. Doing out of obedience and gratitude are right. So, in order to know what to do and when to do it, what do we need to do? Well, we need to spend time with Him every day. We need to read in His Word every day. But how do you get to know someone really, really well? Read a book about them? Well, if they're no longer with us,